Blog Talk Radio.
Let's Talk Truth is designed to shine a light on that part of us that's hidden deep within us, and it stunts our growth. Truth is only truth if it lines up with the Word of God. Otherwise, it's merely our opinion, our opinion, our opinion.
If you really wanna talk, then let's talk truth. Hey. Any situation that you face can be talked through. No problem too big, there's no problem too small at all. Trying to maintain to keep from smashing through a wall. Heavy load up on your shoulders, trying hard not to fall. Situation after situation, throwing curveballs. Got you worried about your job, a word about your kids, a word about the things people said or what they did. Your husband ain't doing right, or maybe it's your wife, 'cause they let the devil step in and creep up in your life. Hey, L-O-I-C-E, come and help us out, please, 'cause we all in desperate need and need to learn to plant our seeds.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are here once again for a dynamic show on Let's Talk Truth. This is Lois Bullock, and I'm your host. And we're here today to talk about what's in a name. And that is really an important focus that everyone has from the time they're born. People focus on, what am I going to name my baby? What am I going to name my baby? So the name that we're stuck with, that's the name that follows us throughout our lifetime. And we're here today focusing on whether or not the names we're given at birth is the name that truly defines us as individuals. And if that is what defines us as individuals, can you imagine the confusion that we have with the little number sign or the hashtag or the pound sign? I mean, that seems to have gone through a number of names here recently, so that little symbol is probably confused right now as to what is my name. So it's an inanimate object, so therefore it can't stand up for itself and say, yay, this is my name, or no, this is not my name, and I'd rather be called by this. And we do have that opportunity as individuals. So what we're going to do now is kind of explore the depth in which a name can really promote who we are, or if it can demote who we are. So we're asking everyone to tune in if you can. If you'd like, you can dial into area code 323-580-5712. You can listen to what we have to say, maybe make notes, and then at a later time, if you'd like, you can email us at letstalktruth333@yahoo.com. That's let's, L-E-T apostrophe, no, without the apostrophe, L-E-T-S-T-A-L-K-T-R-U-T-H 333@yahoo.com. You can always send us that email at a later date. And you don't necessarily have to agree with what we say, but you can, in essence, just give us your thoughts on it, and we'll be more than happy to bring that to the attention on our next broadcast. We're here this evening, and we have our guest in our studio. We have Shannon this evening, and we have Courtney. And anyone else who might want to stop by, we'd love to have you and sit down and discuss these things with us. As I say throughout every broadcast, I will say at the beginning, we're not here to preach to anyone, but we're here to say, if we're to arrive at some semblance of truth, which this is called Let's Talk Truth, so in order to get down to the bottom line, if we're going to talk truth, we have to put God in it. It has to line up with the Word of God, or it's our opinion. So as we talk tonight, we want you to express how you really feel, because how you really feel, that's your perception of truth. But we're not here to get anybody's opinion. Well, I think this or I think that. We're here to talk about what you actually believe. So what's in a name? And we're going to start out giving Shannon an opportunity to express herself right off the bat. What is in a name? if we talk about whether or not what somebody calls us, is that really our defining status? Are we truly defined by what our names are? You're Shannon. Does that define who you are? Does that actually state who Shannon is?
Hello. Forgive me, I'm under the weather. It depends on what aspect you say is in your name. Shakespeare in Romeo and Juliet, he said, you know, what's in a name? If a rose went by any other name, would it not smell as sweet? That is saying that you can look at a rose and call it something else, but it's still going to smell the same, it's still going to be the same. Just like me, my name is Shannon, but if for some reason I had to change my name to, you know, Gwyneth, I would still have the same personality, I would still have the same traits and things like that. So what someone thinks of you or their perception of you or what they call themselves is not defining.
So,
of your name, but or if you say your attributes, like if someone says, when it comes to work, or when it comes to something you've done, or something as far as your successes, if someone tries to diminish a positive capacity from you, or shine you in a negative light,
for your accomplishments,
that's damaging your name as far as what you set forth under that, but it still doesn't take away from the, it may hurt you because you feel like, I accomplished this, I did this, but they're giving credits and accolades to someone else. But it still doesn't diminish the fact that you did it. You know that you did it. So if you're comfortable loving yourself, it shouldn't hinder you anyway.
Okay, Courtney, do you have any thoughts on what's in a name?
Yeah. I think your name says something about you, and I think that people should really, when they get ready to name children, should really look at a name, because a name is the first thing a person sees, you know, notices about you. They don't know you smart just by looking at you. They have to say, what's their name? Their name is something.
Okay.
So that name is the first thing people see. And you want it to mean something. You don't want it just the old name, you know, how your kid named cell phone. Well, you know, they would look at the name and already judge them. Cell phone retarded. No, we're not going to hire them. Or I don't want nobody around me with nothing like that. So, you know, a name is important.
Okay. We're talking about, so we just got two different thoughts on what's in a name and us and it being a defining moment. Let me say this. When we have families, a couple is so very excited when they're getting ready to have their first child. So they sit and they ponder and they plan, what are we going to name this child? What are we going to name this child? And a lot of times people name their children after some of their relatives or someone who maybe have passed on, they want that name to be carried on, so they do whatever they can. But in essence, if you really look at it, Courtney and Shannon, a name doesn't represent you. It represents you only when you put it out there, and then you have negative feedback on it. But initially, no one can say that you made a reference a minute ago if I say my name is cell phone. Now, they may say, that's a stupid name, but it still doesn't tell them anything about me as a person. So if we name our children, we get up here and we name our children different names. My dad's first name was Dawes, D-A-U-C-E. If I have a child and I name my son Dawes, does that make that child like my dad? No. What people have to realize when we put names out there, it going to depend on what you put in that child that's going to make that name what it is. It's whatever is taught to that child, how that child is brought up, how we are as individuals. What are we taught to do as individuals? That's the thing that's going to shine out through our accomplishments or in our negativity. So, in essence, people can call you whatever they want to, but it's what you do as a person that makes the mark, that makes the impact. That's what people are going to remember. Because right now, let's take somebody in history. If we have, just say, for instance, Shannon mentioned Shakespeare a minute ago. Do we remember him because of his name, or do we remember him because of his works? What do you think?
His work, but I do kind of agree with Courtney when he said that sometimes, now, if we can put in two aspects. In the world, in corporate America, you know, it's a little after you get a job if your name is. Quincy or something like that, but if you see Cavassier as a person's first name, or Ladasha, their application is apt to be looked over.
Okay, that may be true, but does that
diminish
who, does that define who that person is?
That goes back to people saying, oh, you know, you have to look past the person's looks and look at the inside. But the first thing you see when you see somebody is their looks. You can't look at somebody and say, oh, they're so smart, or, oh, my God, they smell so good from a distance. No, the physical attributes are the first thing that draw you to a person. So I don't care how people say, oh, yes, I look past that. No.
So in essence, what we're saying is if I'm a person with, and I've been named a particular thing, it's going to be left up to me to push past what that name is labeling me in the beginning, because there are a lot of times that we might push for something and we may not get it because of what we're called, because of what our name is. But earlier in the little bio that was written for this particular show, it talks about, is it in our name as far as what we're called or what we answer to? So people can say, oh, that's a stupid name, but that, you know, I can choose not to acknowledge that and move past to prove that my name may be stupid, but I'm not. It might take a greater work than if I was named something else. But yet and still, there's possibilities to move past that.
It's always possibilities to move past anything, but your name can become a barrier. And should you have to, you didn't have no choice in your name.
Of course.
Should you have to work extra hard just to prove that you're not that? I mean, because if history say, when names were given, they meant something, and those people were usually what that name meant.
Okay, well, there is a person who they are based on what that name meant, or who they are based on what's inside the person. And let me start at the top. I'm gonna start at the very top. Jesus. Is he recognized because of the name Jesus, or is he recognized because of the power he has? Because everybody don't address him as Jesus. But, so is his name what gets it out there, or the power he has that makes him recognizable?
Well, when you hear his name,
mm-hmm.
you associate things to him.
Okay, what if I'm atheist?
You still.
What if I'm atheist and I say
they don't understand the power?
Hold on.
then I say there is no Jesus.
But
I understand that.
But it's been proven that even though that they might not believe in God, it's scientific fact there was a man named Jesus on this earth.
Exactly.
So they
say Jesus.
This is what.
So I'm asking this. Is it because his name is Jesus or the power that he has? And I guess what I'm trying to come down to, it's the power working on the inside and not just necessarily the name, because everybody don't address him as Jesus. But they still associate that power with him. Let me give you another little excerpt from the Bible, because we're trying to match the word up with what we're going for if we're going to establish truth. And for those of you that don't know what these names are, take it to your pastors and your Sunday school teachers or your teachers or whomever you represent. Daniel, his name was changed in the Bible. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, their names were changed in the Bible, but that did not change who they were. See, people can call you what they want to call you, but who are you inside? That's what's in a name. That's the only thing that's in a name. And I truly believe that the only reason my name is Lois Bullock and yours is Courtney and yours is Shannon, to show the difference, but not necessarily who
everybody
you are.
Can be named the same thing. But if we're using the Bible, then what about Jacob?
Mm-hmm.
He had to change his name.
But
even though, if names don't represent anything, why did they change his name?
Because
why did Saul change his name to Paul? Why did Abram get his name changed to Abraham? And then we have to understand, do you understand what Jesus, his name means?
Yes.
His name is, Jesus' name actually means God is salvation. What was he? Salvation. Your name means something. It's important. That's why I don't understand how many people just go willy-nilly naming their children anything or wanting to change their name to anything. These people thought it, on that same thing, this couple wanted to name their child. It's some Japanese name, something like Akuma or something like that. But when you make it in, and they said no. And they're like, why? Because when you in the English name, his name, that's Satan.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they like, no.
But
they
see, that's the
but
point.
See, but then you stick, but your name, you stick a stigma on that person.
Exactly.
And then it becomes bad. Your name is one of the most important things out there, because before you even see my face sometimes, my name will get me in the door. My name has got me in the door because it's neither black nor white, female nor male. They don't know what to expect. So they'll pull me on in for interviews, things like that. But if I had a totally ethnic name like LaCourtney or something like that, then they'll say, you know what, that's not no name that we made. You know, we wouldn't,
Alizé.
Yeah.
Captain Morgan. You know, if they're like, okay, their parents drunk a lot, and we probably know what ethnicity this things like this. That's why I think names are important.
Mm-hmm.
You can't go just because a name is pretty, just can't go name it to your child. Because how many moonbeams do you know that's president? How many moonbeams, you know, I'm saying names like that. How many that you know that have done important things? None of them. Because it's not that they're not smart, but they're not going to get in the door with those silly names. Moonbeam, Sundrop, you know, or 39. You know, that's not going to get in. You know, you're going to have a hard time trying to get in anywhere, and you'll be like, well, you know, I'm a good person. I graduated from MIT. Yeah, but if your name is blank, actually your name blank Jenkins or blank Smith. And they're like, no, we don't want nobody Mr. Blank or whatever. That's silly. So, yes, names are important because if we're going old times, they named people what some the names truly meant something,
mm-hmm.
or not just a willy nilly.
That was
just not like Lightbulb. I like the name Lightbulb.
Apple. Now, with both of you saying that when it talks about names, with you saying that, so we do have young people that's named all of these willy nilly names.
Yes.
So what does that say for the maturity level of the parents?
Well, the weirdest names I've ever heard of have been in Hollywood. And I would like to say that they name their children that, but thank God their parents are rich. Because if your parents didn't have any money, it would be hard for them to break into anything due to their name. I know personally because in the corporate America, I've been a manager, hiring manager, and when I picked someone and said, this is who I want to hire, the last say-so was the owner of the company, and he would look at a name and be like, okay, what name is that? What does that mean? Or what is that?
Mm-hmm.
It's not like it's a you know, a Greek name or Italian.
Okay, now, we're on the thing now. We have one, you know, we have people saying that names really don't matter, whatever like that.
Mm-hmm.
Almost every person in Hollywood has to change their name. Simply because their names, their regular names, don't catch attention.
So if names were not
important, why would you have to change their name?
Northwest, you see that a child named Northwest, do you think that's stupid or do you think...
Which it takes me back to my first statement. Thank heaven that their parents are rich. Northwest will be called Mr. or Mrs. whichever, West or Kardashian, whoever it could be. But that Kardashian money and that Kanye money is going to keep Mr. or Mrs. Northwest, I don't know if it's a girl or a boy, going to keep them together.
For instance, okay, names of Jamie Foxx is not his real name.
Right.
His real name is Eric Marlon Bishop. Would we go to see Jamie Foxx or would we go see Eric Bishop? See, a name means something. That's what people don't understand. And that is like, that a name is important like honor is. It's important. I mean, a name is really important. Your name is bad, you're going to have a hard time.
So you're going to have to, if you have a hard time, you're actually going to have to have something going on inside of you that will allow you to remain focused, remain stable, and keep pushing. But it's going to be harder on
it's
you.
It's going to be hard. And
but it can be done.
And
it's possible.
And your parents, when they do that, have actually put you in a bracket to where you can only work certain jobs.
Mm.
Unless you do something.
Unless you're rich. Huh?
Unless you're rich. Because if your name is something willy-nilly, the only thing you're going to be able to do is be an actress, work at fast food, work on your own business where you can dictate, and then you'll have a
problem. Well, there are exceptions to the rule.
Like?
Condoleezza Rice. Her hair is nappy, and her name is Condoleezza.
But she had to get in there and get an education and graduate with all these honors to be picked for the job she has, and still it's a job that's kind of behind the scenes pushing it out there, kind of a job.
Okay, Condoleezza. The name.
Yeah, because that reminds me, I think about a gondola when I think of Condoleezza Rice. I mean, I don't think.
Is it Condoleezza or Condoleezza?
Condoleezza.
No, it's Condoleezza.
Either way,
it's very ethnic. But it takes me back to LaDasha. You'll never hear LaDasha Quintavia Jackson as president or first lady of the United States.
Mm-hmm. Well,
you'll never hear that.
You might.
No, you won't. Listen, Barack Obama.
Mm-hmm.
That's a little ethnic.
Yeah,
well, you're saying it wrong anyway. His name is Barack Obama.
Yeah.
And the name, you already know. If you say that name, Barack Hussein Obama, you're going to say black. There are no white people, so you know. And if he wasn't smart, he wouldn't be in the predicament that he's in, because he had in his position, because the first kicker would be that would kick him out, not only his first name, his second name, Hussein. They already rate that for something that's bad.
Mm-hmm.
And when he was running for presidency, he had to beat that stigma that his name was. He had to beat that, you know, even in school, he didn't even want to be called his first name. He wanted to be called Barry. So you see, your name is important. Just like you said, Condoleezza Rice, which is not ethnic, it's Italian. It's Italian. So, I mean, we have
to... ethnic to me.
But
maybe
that's
because
we're not...
Well, there's a lot of things, like most, like we name most black people, like black people have Khadija. That's really not a black name. That is really an Afghanistan name.
Mm,
I have a friend named Khadija. She's Afghan, and that's her birth given name.
Getting back on track, though, we have to understand that names are very important.
Yes,
we have to understand that as adults are growing, or kids that are gonna grow up and have kids, whatever, it's important for you to name your child something that is,
that'll give them a chance.
That will give them a chance for something
like the law.
Other than a blue collar worker. If you know. Your child might be smart enough to be a doctor. And I'm not saying that it's all, you know, ethnic names. I'm just saying dumb names.
Yes, like naming your child St. James McLaren.
You know, or something like...
Or like naming your child LaDryer and LaWasha.
Yes, things like that, you know, just because it rolls off your tongue. Oh, I want to name my child Rosé. Why would you want to name your child Rosé? Who in the world was named that? You know, or something like that. What person did something great that was named that? You understand what I'm saying? We want to set our children up for greatness, not for us. We want to be named. You know, I get big and grown, and my name Courtney is not good enough. So like the dude changed his name to Ocho Cinco. How did that work out for him? It didn't.
Ocho Fulo.
You know, would we go and go and listen to, I want to listen to Sean Carter, or do we want to go listen to Jay-Z? His stage name, there's nowhere how you could tell where his real name came from. It has none of his real name in it. But a name means something. You have to put a name, a brand name on something. You like, for instance, anything, Apple computers. What made them come up with Apple? Why not orange?
Mm-hmm.
Don't sound right.
So maybe
it doesn't sound right coming out. You can't.
Lil Wayne.
He'll always
his album if his name is his real name.
To say Lil Wayne is always remind me of a Lil Wet Rat. That's all I'm looking at.
But what I'm saying is the name has a catch.
Yeah,
it's especially in certain areas like entertainment. Your name has to be catchy.
Oh, it does.
It has to be something where people can remember it. Because if all of these people just like Denzel Washington. What if his name was Larry Jenkins? Who would go see
him? Larry Jenkins won an award. Who?
Yes, it's just like, what, you know.
So maybe if I want my Blog Talk Radio show to just be off the chain and have about a million listeners a year, I need to change my name from Lois Bullock to something else.
But they don't know. But see, your name is disguised because no one knows.
No, and how you spell it, no one knows. You don't have the typical name.
And
when you say Lois, people think Lois, L-O-I-S, and that's not.
Or they think little white lady, or
yeah.
Little, you know, some little. You, they don't think
little old white lady.
Yeah, and I'm not saying, you know, I'm not saying, Lord knows, before you get any backlash about people, about ethnic names and things like that, I'm not saying just not ethnic names are bad. I'm just saying names that you sit there and like, okay, how do you spell it? And they, you know, wrong, or they spell it silly, and then just silly names for stuff. It just doesn't make sense. You know, Woodboard.
Well, let me
try Woodboard.
You didn't say
Chump Chump.
Names. You went to Moonbeam.
You know,
like the actress Soleil Moon Frye. Okay, so if I had a business and I see an application, at first I would even, I probably not pronounce it. I'd be like Soleil. Who?
Well,
Soleil Moon Frye. So it's just,
it
well,
depends on
the genre or aspect you're going to.
I'm going to ask you, my panel, to help me within this next week. I'm going to put out feelers, and we're going to do a special show and maybe offer a gift card to the person that can tell me when the first backlash on Black Friday is going to come up. And I'm asking you this because we have had a backlash on hurricanes being named female and had to name a male. We've had a backlash on everything. So Black Friday, when are we going to have our first backlash on Black Friday? When is someone going to say that that is racist?
I'm just telling you, it came up at my job, my first employment, because you know, everybody was saying that people were trying to take off for Black Friday, and a couple of the people got together with the Black Professionals Group to make a big stink over the fact, why is it called Black Friday?
Mm-hmm.
And
you know,
cheap, are you saying black folks cheap? They went to some meeting.
It's
like
just. See, people go too far when you talk about names and naming stuff.
The thing is,
so
that
I just
want
to know, we're going to, whoever can pinpoint it to the day, send me an email at letstalktruth333@yahoo.com. We're going to see the first backlash on Black Friday and when it's going to be proposed that we change the day.
That's crazy within itself anyway, because it would be a complaint if it was called White Friday.
Or
it would be a complaint. That's what I'm, but what we
people
want to
complain about everything.
Our name, especially not only our first name, our last name is important because it's our family name. Now, why it's important? Because your name, when they say, you know, Washington, the Washingtons of Dallas, you should have honor with that part.
Mm-hmm.
Your name, when they say your name, you should think, you know, what have I done? And you, we know people, we can attribute now, we can say some names, and we already know, like you said, their works or whatever like that. So, I mean, our whole names, though, we need to make sure that we carry ourselves so that we have honor amongst our family and keep our family's name clean, because that's going to carry, especially in males, that's going to carry forever unless you get your name changed.
Mm-hmm.
So if your name is Jenkins, you have to be, they're like, oh, you know, we have all heard some Jenkins do not act like that, you know, or, you know, Bartholomew do not act like, you know, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So
you know, one of us said, ooh, that's one of them, ooh, that's one of them watching some boys.
Yeah.
Girl, get your purse, girl. They all
yeah, and see, and then they associate that name. And everybody that ain't Washington State.
Every thief, yeah.
So, you know, and in our culture here, we don't do that, but in the Eastern cultures, names are really important. I mean, and family honor that's attributed to that name is really important. And I think that we should try to strive for that, too, because right now we're just going willy-nilly. We're naming our kids just anything. Willy-nilly, you know, somebody could name that chest.
It's nice. We want to be so different that we're just being foolish. You know, we want to be looked at as, you know, I'm just this different person. I do things different. I name my kids, every one of my children's first name starts with a P, you know, regardless. Or all of us start with a
Peter, Victoria.
Yeah.
Picturesque.
Or
dictionary.
They take a dictionary and just take the alphabet and just go through the alphabet and pick out one alphabet and say, I'm going to have five kids and all of them going to be start their name with a Q.
You know, yeah, that's right there.
So,
Quintetta, Quentin, Quincy, Quentin, Quincinetta. You're like, okay, y'all running, y'all need to change some
yeah.
A's or some B's.
But see, and so in essence, what we're saying is when the newer generation, when they name their children, they're just naming off of something that make them feel important. It's not that it's going to be anything sound for that child. It's just that this makes me feel important because I named all of my kids,
their children. Barbara just sounds so old. Rebecca just sounds so old, you know. Sarah,
Emily,
Catherine,
yeah,
and you know things like those, you know,
really names that are sound Earth, set in stone.
Benson, he's not gonna find nobody named Benson. I don't think so. Or Bert, you're not gonna find no. Or Ernie, you're not gonna find no. In this time. Not
you won't
really.
Find anybody in 2013 that names their children Bertrand.
No.
You
might, but they're not going to be 8 and 9. You know, they'll probably be like 40. You know, and names like that, like Mahalia. I don't know no lady or, you know, woman my age named Mahalia.
Yeah.
Mahalia, come here. You know, that's, you just don't find that. And I think that's where the young generation, they're trying to run so far away from that.
They're trying to run
far
away from where they came from.
And the names that they're making up, if you go up and say, what is it, what did you base it off of? See, back in the day, the names that they said meant something. Now that
they
don't
even
have a meaning.
Liquor,
they don't even have a meaning.
They name them after liquor,
beer. What I mean.
And it's L-A with a dash
and
S-H-A.
Yeah,
and the dash, the lady says silent.
You sit there and you be like, what is this name? So you want to Google the name and you try to look up in baby name meaning. And the names that are in there, their name is nowhere in it.
Now, what was back in the day? What would my name have been? Falstaff. That was a beer back in the day.
Paps
Smith. Oh my Lord.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So we look back and we see, like, my name, it means courteous. It's a French name, means courteous.
Mm.
So, I mean, I think that you have, this show is real, you know, real good, because people really don't understand the importance of a name.
Yeah, we could save our children a lot of heartache, a lot of, we could make their lives so much smoother by thinking about the thing, how we're going to name our children when they're born.
Like your name is German, and it means famous warrior.
All right. I knew it was something special about me.
So, you know, things like that actually mean something. But when, you know, it's our time. It's our time that I think that the name meaning ran out when people just started wanting to get away from my mom did this and I don't want to be my mom. I don't want to be my dad, so I'm going to run far to the left. If my mom is far, and dad is far to the right, I'm going to run so far to the left because I want to distance myself from them.
You know what? That and also, I believe that we get into situations like this because we are not. I had somebody write down a word that says not designed. Rather than say not designed, we aren't equipped in the brain. We are equipped in life. And to be equipped in life, you must have one thing that stands out over everything, and that's wisdom. We don't have wisdom to make sound decisions, but we're out there making them. And that's what's really getting us in a fix with names and anything else. I listened to a lady on TV, on a talk show. And because she was a celebrity, people are going to listen to her. And she said that women have the right to make the decision whether they're going to dance nude or not dance nude. That right has always been there, but why do you think no one took advantage of it? You, back in the day, you didn't see women dancing nude just everywhere. And they use this lie that is you're making money to put yourself through college and you're trying to do this. That's a lie from the pits of hell. And I feel like when women set up and emphatically say, it's my body, it's my right to do with it what I want to do, you have no wisdom, lady. And if you had wisdom, you would understand that your naked butt on a pole reflects everybody around you. Because number one,
it's the sign of the time.
I don't care about
the
sign of the
time. The right to dance naked, but there was no audience to dance naked for.
Because
now
you have, it's always been an audience, but women had more wisdom. They cared about themselves more.
I mean, when I say no audience, no one openly did it. But now you got people, that's all they want to see.
Our name and things like this become the time is like our younger generation has grown up and we've become weak.
Exactly. Because we don't have
weak,
any wisdom.
And I'm not talking just about the lady stripping and things like that. I'm saying regardless of everything, because I can remember a time when I was a child, when I got ready to ride a bike, I got on the bike, my sister, and this is going to say about names, and my sister grabbed a hold of the bike, and I rode the bike. I can remember not needing a helmet, I didn't have on knee pads, I didn't have, you know, a boo-boo kid, and nothing like that. I just rode the bike. If I fail, I fail. Things like that. But nowadays, now that our other generation, we have to make everything safe. Everything, oh, my God, kids, all this. And we become weak, and we don't want to stand up for nothing. We want everything. Oh, peace can give a chance. Nobody needs to do anything. We need to take all the, you know, your steak knives and have just little rubber knives, and we just need to have our food pre-cut from the factory, so we won't have no need for knives.
But that is like that. Control.
And
but that
when,
takes the control
when you
from
get
us.
Down there, then you see, because in the old days, people worked for things. And when people worked hard for things, they put thought into things. So when they had babies and everything, they put a thought into that baby. What I want my baby to be, because back then,
exactly.
Everybody couldn't be like how it is now.
Mm.
You're not just making money just hand over fist like people are now. People are saying, well, there's nothing. We have it a lot better now than our ancestors did. But we throw it back in the face and make sure we want to tame down everything. We have a idea that I have things to needs to be given to me because I'm so-and-so, because I'm doing this. And then this is why you have names, because we have silly folks that were silly when they were kids and they wasn't corrected. Now we have silly grown-ups, and then they have stupid names. I'm going to name my child T-Mobile. Why are you going to name your child T-Mobile? Because they just did me real good on my service.
Because, and that's,
so what does that mean?
Me back
so what
to,
does that mean on your child? So what are you saying? Your child is a T-Mobile person?
So this takes me back to my initial statement. There is no more wisdom in these younger generations. They have no wisdom. We think we have the right. We look at ourselves. There's one person that I want to see their son when they get to be 30 years old or 40 years old. I want to follow that person. The young lady who wrote the book that said she changed the world. What's her name? You guys know it. Chickenhead, Superhead. Is that her name? Superhead. I want to see her son, that she put all of her business out there. How is that going to affect that child? And I know it's going to affect him, and I don't care what she says. Oh, my son's going to be all right. No, he won't. Somewhere down within that child, he will not be okay, because no one wants to know that their mother has been in certain positions with every man that she's met. So this is the thing. We're talking about what's in a name. What am I putting out there for people to see in, you know, on my name? I've done a lot in this world, and everything I've done, I'm not proud of it, but I'm glad I got some sense at an early age, or I'm glad that I listened to somebody at an early age so that I could put a stop to what is going on in my life. Oh, yeah, if you dig up my past, there'll be some things on there I'm not proud of. But I did all of this. I sold my oats before I had my children so that I could, you know, teach them something and make their name better so that they would have something to look forward to. So these are the things that we're talking about when we're talking about what's in a name. There's a lot in a name, because the name, what we give our name, is what comes from within us. And we have to be more positive and be on point and allow the wisdom of God to work on the inside of us. And I don't care, back in when I was growing up, it's so open now. You can get pregnant, still go to school, sit right beside. When I was going to school, you couldn't get pregnant and go to school. You just, no pregnant girl walked in a school with her baby bump showing. If she did, nobody knew she was pregnant. So, you know, we had girls, don't get me wrong, there were girls during my era that had got pregnant in school, but they didn't come sit down beside anybody in school. They had to wait until that baby was born and then go to school. So, but now we make things too easy. We don't care about a name. We don't care about our mother's name. We don't care about our dad's name. We don't care about our husband's name. We women do everything in the world. They don't respect their husband's name. And a lot of them totally disrespect it because they don't take on the husband's name. My name is Lois Bullock, and my husband's name is Smith. But I'm not taking on his name. So these are the things we have to take into consideration, because there is a lot in a name.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a lot we need to do to keep those names sound and to make sure they go from one generation to the next generation being very positive. Because we have to have a positive outlook. We have our children that's going to school saying all manner of things. It's a little girl that goes to school with my granddaughter that said some things to my granddaughter that I know she had to have gotten from some grown people. How are you going to know explicit sexual things to say in school if you're not getting them from your parents or somebody? You're getting them from some adult.
And see, that's one thing I was saying. That's why I know that, you know, these younger generations, and I'm not just saying 19 and 20, I'm saying the younger from, you know, 40 on down or something like that, they don't care about what the child is, because they'll say, well, they're going to learn it somewhere, whatever. But, like, my child, I'm not saying my child is the best child or anything like that, but there are certain things that I do or will listen to or look at TV, and it's not nothing sexual in manner.
But you just don't want to expose her to it.
Expose her to all those, you know, F-bombs dropping every which way, you know. And she'll say, well, Dad, I heard it before. I'm like, but you're not going to hear it with me. Because
exactly.
You're going to look at me for another way and say, my daddy was this, and then these people are this, and that's how we're going to keep it.
Exactly.
I'm daddy. I'm not nobody, just everybody else, and I have to be the role model. And see, I think that's where people, we got off on the wrong foot with the, and it led to these dumb names and all this kind of stuff, because we don't want to be role models no more for our children.
Yeah, we want to make somebody else the role model for your child.
Yes, are we the wrong role model? We can teach our children to go fight and all this kind of stuff, but all these people naming in these dumb names, how many of them teaching their children about what kind of jobs they need to be getting, what kind of businesses they need to start? Or, you know, you telling a child, one thing that I hate is when they say, start your own business. Okay, I'm going to start my own business.
Yeah, because we don't teach them the value of money.
We don't teach them how to
save money. We don't make them responsible.
But we have...
Because we're not showing them what
we have people, you know, naming their children NyQuil and things like that. So the only thing they're going to be able to do is work at a pharmacy. Or Zarka, they're just going to work at the water treatment facility.
But it's, you know, it's just so much that's in a name, and it's so much. And so the most important thing, name, that we need to really look at ourselves is mother and father. Let that name be more important, aunt, uncle. We have to be role models for our kids, our relatives.
We don't have that much time, but you said something right there when you said the name mother and father don't mean nothing to nobody anymore.
Mm-mm.
Because the father thinks that, you know, just because he did the Wayne Dane Doodle with a lady, now that he's a father or he's a dad. No, you're just a person who helped life. Or a woman, just because she had a child, now I'm a mother. No, and you're not a mother. A mother is a nurturer. When you find these kids doing all this willy-nilly stuff and their moms are just, you know, want to fight, when they want to fight, teaching them all this, that's not motherly.
I had a little boy that was 6 years old that told me that when he was 3 and 4 years old, he smoked weed with his mom. And I didn't believe him. So when I got in front of his mom, I asked her, did you smoke weed with your child at age 3 and 4? She said, yes, I did. Right there, I wanted to get up and just beat her in her face. Because you have exposed. And that's another thing. Everybody smokes weed. What do you hide from? What's happening in your life you're trying to escape from? It's all in a name. If I'm going to smoke weed and lay up with my kid, what they going to do?
I'm going to say this.
Smoke weed with me. I don't drink with my children. My children are all adults, but can't none of them tell you that I sat down and popped a beer with them and handed them to them and we drank a beer or we had a mixed drink together. Or I've never done that with my children.
That's because you want them to respect the name mother.
Exactly.
But the thing is, what it boils down to, when they say what's in a name, I want to just cover one quick thing. Please, by no means, I don't want anybody out there listening thinking, oh, my name is this, that means I don't have a chance. You still have a chance to do something. It's going to take hard work and dedication to get past the stigma that may be thrown upon you because of your name, the initial viewing of your name.
Mm-hmm.
What can do that is your personality, your traits, the positive things about you.
Your determination.
But if you have a name and your name is Klepto and all you do is steal, you're bound for, you know, a certain aspect. People look at you in a certain way. So you're going to have to, like we said earlier about, Quentin said about Barack Obama. Okay, that name, initially, would you ever have laid down and dreamed not only that we have a black president, but that he would have a name like that? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's the epitome of everything black.
Mm-hmm.
He's a black man with a black wife, black kids, black everything. And his name is very ethnic. So you can get past those stigmas and things like that. But you have to work at it.
You have to apply yourself, and
you just can't.
Yeah, yeah.
You have to get off the road. You have to get off
that
negative.
Nobody would lash out and say, oh, they're saying
that I'll never make it.
But not even that. Your name, like my name is Shannon, but I could do some things that are unfavorable and be looked. Oh, sorry. Oh, pardon me. And be looked at in a certain way, and then. Sorry, my name will be bad. They'll look at me and say, oh, that's that Shannon girl. Oh, yeah, you know, she prone to stab people in the neck with a pencil. So whatever you put out about yourself is what's going to follow you. So in essence, your actions become your name.
Mm-hmm.
Because how they know you is by your name, but your actions are carried along with that. So whatever you do, make sure that you want to be reflected upon your name. I always think when I die, what is somebody going to say about me?
What are they going to remember about
you? Well, they're going to stand up and say, man, Shannon always was stabbing people in the neck with pencils.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody likes her. And they're looking at the three people sitting out there in the audience at the funeral. Only three people came. You know, is it going to be like that? Or is it going to be like everybody coming to make sure? Let me make sure she did, because all she did was raise hell and, you know, she stole some. Let me see if she got my ring on in the casket that she stole.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to make sure that you do the right thing.
That's right. So, summing up everything, what's in a name, we have come to this conclusion. There is a lot in your name, and it depends on what you do to push that name into the proper place. So this is what you have to do. Whatever your name is, take the positive on the inside of you and let it project to the outside of you. Couple that with the wisdom of God, and you will make it. So understand, in your name, this is Lois Bullock. We have enjoyed being with you today, and we have thoroughly enjoyed our guests. We hope that some of the things we've said, or maybe all of the things we've said, have provoked some positive image within you and made you think about what's in your name. What are you projecting out there? What role model? And listen, parents with children, stop looking for some celebrity to be the role model for your kid. You gave that child that name. You be the role model. You should be the positive role model in your child's life. Make sure you carry yourself in that way so that your child will always know that these are my parents. These are the people I respect because they're the ones that are always missing. So we're saying this to you. I have enjoyed you tonight. This is Lois Bullock. This is Let's Talk Truth. And I am loving you with the heart of God. Good night.